And as I understand it, there are a number of items at issue, including a journal of Stephen Powell. And that would be of interest to my clients, of course, because he may well have written about his thoughts about Susan Cox Powell or about what happened with respect to her disappearance.
Yeah, certainly that's the big thing. We've heard so much from the family in recent months and some hope that perhaps something will come out during this trial that will lead to clues in finding out what happened to Susan. But is the judge going to really limit any discussion of that?
It's hard to say. As I understand it, the journals are pretty voluminous. And the defense is trying to limit the admissibility of those. And I don't know if they're saying they can't come in at all or there's just certain parts that shouldn't come in. You know, et cetera. But the judge will decide whether or not the journal entries are relevant to the issues in the trial. And one of the issues are the depictions of Susan Cox Powell, of course, that were found in his home and after the execution of the search warrant.
Yeah. Are you concerned about that? Have you seen them, first of all?
No, I have not.
Are you concerned about that and the effect on you know, Susan's parents of that?
You know, they're lovely people, as you know, and they're very strong people. And they've endured more than any human should ever have to with the murder of their grandchildren and the disappearance of their daughter. And they're strong. I know they'll make it through this, but they're going to see and hear some more very difficult things. They're going to be depictions of Susan that were found in the home that were taken without her knowledge in violation of right to privacy, allegedly. And I'm loath to say anything here to compromise Stephen Powell's right to a fair trial. He has a right to a fair trial. He's presumed innocent, and he has a right to have a jury determine the evidence. But what I'm looking at is my client's perspective and in some of the difficult things they're going to have to go through in the coming weeks.
Is he going to take the stand?
That's his right. And I noted in some of the press accounts that he wasn't on the witness list. He doesn't have to be. Of course, he's the accused, and he can testify or not testify. It's his absolute right. It's his God-given right, and right as an American under the Constitution that we all have. And whether or not he testifies, we won't know until the end of the defense case. And when they rest their case and he hasn't testified, then we'll know that he's not going to. But up until then, it remains an option for him.